Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Now, there's a few posters maybe hanging around y'all at the moment, also selling tickets for, well, My Fair Lady, Sound of Music, Fame, Sister Act, Cabaret. How many musicals can you pack into one town? Well, they're all part of one night in y'all. And there's a reason why such great hits have been brought together after, I think, a couple of years absence because of lockdown and all that kind of stuff. So the All Musical Society are getting together for one big reason. Well, as I spoke to Valerie Hunt, for 30 big reasons.
Valerie, it's great. The posters must be all over y'all at this stage. And the word is definitely out that there's a big celebration coming your way. So I think we should spread the word a little bit further just to get more people down to y'all, because you've a very good reason. In fact, you have 30 good reasons to come to y'all, haven't you?
You do, and more than that. Yeah, like there's huge excitement in the community, Connor, at the moment. The first cast we have brought together post-COVID.
Wow.
There is energy and enthusiasm down here. It's palpable. Like, they're amazingly talented. We have terrific variety. And we're celebrating, what's more, our 30 years. We have called it 30 years of musical magic. And to get to that place, 30 years, again, that's a huge credit and testament to all committees, Connor, that held vision over the past 30 years. It's a tribute to them. And obviously our current committee as well, who are fantastic.
Over the 30 years, those teams have been gathered, and some of them are coming back for the 30th celebration as well.
They are. And we have, I mean, we have, for example, our first production, Connor, was The Sound of Music back in 1993. We staged it here in the community centre, and it was a community triumph, you would say. That was directed at the time by Edmund Fitzgerald and musically directed by Finn Brehannon. Yeah. But we have one lady, for example, and she played Maria. Geraldine Harty is her name. And she played Maria back in 1993. And she's now back with us 30 years later, and she's singing Climb Every Mountain Again. You know, it's just lovely. So you do get families coming in, and that, I suppose, just that sense, it does feel like a family. That's what it really does feel like. It's magical.
What amazes me is that when you put together all the hits from all the biggest shows over the years, and we'll go through the list in a minute, and it's an extraordinary list.
Yes.
It's actually a harder job than actually just doing the show, because in a show you have a story and you've got, you know, a song every now and again, and then eventually you get to the big numbers and all of that, and you work your way up to the crescendo at the end. But in this kind of, in this lineup, it's one hit after another after another. It's very demanding.
It is extremely demanding. Yeah. And our director, John Daly, and our musical director, Dominic Finn, two Cove men. It is, and they will tell you that themselves.
Yeah.
But what I can see looking in on it is, again, that sense of togetherness. Because when you do one particular show, it highlights maybe five or six characters, and a lot of the attention can be on them. But when it comes to a variety, what we're doing, performing all these hits from Cabaret, Dear Evan Hansen, Fame, everyone gets a little taste, and everyone has
moment.
A touch of the limelight, I suppose. Exactly, their moment in the sun. And that creates great harmony.
Yes, it does, actually. Everybody deserves their moment because they worked hard for it. You have as well. So give me that list again, because you just mentioned a couple of them, but it's quite extensive.
It is. So Sister Act, Sound of Music, Oliver, My Fair Lady, Fame, I have to take a deep breath, Dear Evan Hansen, and the fabulous Cabaret. Are you familiar with it yourself? The twilight of the jazz age?
Yes. I had the chance of doing it, terrified of the idea of it. But somehow or other, in the early years of my own career, I ended up doing a show that included all the hits from Cabaret. I got the part of MC and had to literally welcome the audience with that great number, which is Willkommen.
Willkommen, yeah. Yes.
So are you going to be welcoming the audience with Cabaret?
Well, it is in Act One, and we will. And the fabulous Jack O'Brien, he's a young lad. He's 24.
Excellent.
His mom is in it as well, actually. Yeah. And he is playing MC. And he does a phenomenal job of it.
It's an extraordinary part to have.
Yeah, and the song.
But The Sound of Music is another one that I'm familiar with as well. And there's some great work there for all ages as well. So what kind of age variety do you have in the group, in the cast?
We've all sorts. Well, as you know, the children are our future. And we've a great team of young adults. We've a lot of young kids and we have a lot of adults. So there's a really, really good, healthy mix from young to middle-aged, to the twilight years. You know, it's just lovely to see it and the interactions and the learning and all come together.
Making the point that this is like family. And of course, that's what makes it a family show as well. Everybody is welcome to this. The songs that you've chosen, they're timeless. So they haven't lost their sparkle, their edge as well, because, you know, some people say, oh, a musical, you know, it's a bit tired. No, they're not. I mean, tickets for Hamilton only started selling there a couple of days ago and they broke all records. And it goes to show you that people still have a huge appetite for musicals.
Yes. Yeah, they're flying out the door. But I that's what I like about what we've chosen. It's a nice balance between the classics and then the more modern ones that would attract younger people to our show as well. So everyone's happy.
And you know what? You might attract a few more members to the All Musical Society as well, if you don't watch yourself.
Well, they're all welcome. No, I know. But you know what? That's what we try. I mean, I suppose the All Musical Society, we've grown from strength to strength, Conor, and we do attract members from all over East Cork and West Waterford. So we'll welcome them with open arms. Bear in mind, we do aspire to a very high standard. We're proud of that, though. We really are. It's something I would like to mention, Conor. If it's okay, you were talking about hard work. But this society would not continue only for the support we have from the very generous people in our community, the business and professional community. They have been so brilliant to us. Y'all Credit Union, they're with us since its inception of our society. They're just particularly generous as it is our 30th anniversary. And all the small businesses, they've all pulled out the stops. We're just deeply humbled, really, by the generosity of it all.
It looks like you've actually struck at the heart of the community, and both the community and the business community have responded to that. And it's fairly honest. So let's get down to the business end of it now that we're talking about a bit of business.
Yes.
When do you open? When do you close? And where can I find a few tickets?
We open on Tuesday the 2nd to Friday the 5th of May.
Yeah.
So we will be rehearsing all day Monday. The venue is Y'all GAA Club.
Brilliant.
The show will commence 8 p.m. sharp. And to answer your question, you asked me about tickets.
Yeah.
They're available, Conor, from Cree's Card Shop, lovely Cree's Card Shop here in Y'all.
Yeah.
So tickets are €15 for adults and €12 for kids. That would be children under the age of 12, accompanied by an adult. So we have Cree, Brian and Nia Fitzgerald all busy down there, and all her helpful staff. I mean, they're with us for years. It's a great ticket outlet. And you just pick up the phone, 024-938-99, and they'll have the tickets there for you.
And people don't have to worry about remembering the number because it's on every poster and it's also on your Facebook page as well.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Don't panic. Just turn up at 7:30 on the night and there should be some tickets available from then onwards as well.
Well, yes, but I do suggest
I'd suggest get them in advance.
Absolutely. Don't take any chances.
You've got four nights only to cover 30 years. So listen, all I can say is congratulations and may we be talking about your 40th anniversary.
Please, God.
You deserve it. All right.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks so much, and I really appreciate the chat.
If you had a song that you'd like to choose from all of the shows, I'll see if we can dig it out. Would you have a request? There you are.
I'm
throwing you in the deep end.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
I think what would be very fitting would be one from Fiddler on the Roof. Actually, that's a little surprise at the end. And if you had it, could I maybe dedicate this to, again, all our committees, again, as I said earlier, that held that vision over the past 30 years, and our current committee as well, please. And all, just look, the whole lot, the whole community, why not? We might as well extend it out, because we couldn't do it only for the cast, the community, the whole shebang, so I've changed my mind.
All right.
Yeah, so Le Chaim. to life.
Okay, to life with open arms to the whole community. Valerie Hunt, it was great talking to you. And enjoy the run.
You too, Connor. Thanks a million.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.